Right, so here we are. I'm driving to from KFC to Airdrie. Oh shit, I better actually put the sat nav on. There we go, to see where I'm going. Where am I going? Right, I know where I'm going. Right, so I was talking about modes. So I'm going to do victim mode for this journey. Right, so this is victim mode. I can't believe it's raining. It's always raining in Scotland. Everybody's so depressed. This is why we never voted independence, because we're so depressed. It's always raining. And this is why my creativity is getting stifled, because it's raining. It's miserable. Miserable. I like the way people are depressed here. Miserable. Miserable. It's miserable. I hate the word miserable. Sorry, I'm getting out of character here. So it's raining. I can't believe it. I need to do this job. I can't believe I need to do this. Hold on. Sorry, but I just sneezed on you. I've got COVID. I'm pure riddled with COVID. That cunt in KFC is giving me COVID. I seen the way he looked at me. There was COVID in his eyes. It's terrible that I need to do this Just Eat job when my dream is to do comedy, but us working class people don't get a chance. We're never given the privilege. On TV, you see all the posh comedians. They were given encouragement. They were given encouragement for the Jack Whitehall. His family were rich. He had encouragement from his family and his contacts and agents. I had fuck all. I went to school and I was scared. I was embarrassed to tell people I wanted to be a comedian, because I was working class. I wasn't meant to be anything. You get a job if you're lucky. You're working class. If you're not lucky, you're on the dole for the rest. You maybe start taking heroin. I'd fuck all. I was scared to tell it. Like when I was younger, I wanted to be the world champion. I wanted to be a snooker player. But we were poor. We were poor. We were always told that they couldn't be anything. You go to school, the careers advisor, if you say, I want to be a comedian or a snooker player, they go, don't be stupid, pick a trade, son. Pick a trade. It's all you'll ever do. Be a tradesman, you'll never be a snooker player. I was a good snooker player. If I had parents encourage me to play snooker 10 hours a day from the age of 2, I'd have been in the world final today. I'd have been the Ronnie O'Sullivan of Scotland, but no. I was given nothing. Scottish mentality, we're useless. The Scottish football team, we're all rubbish. We grow up, this is what happened, Scots. We're all victim mentality. Scottish football, sorry, I'm talking about me again. So I was never given a chance when I started doing comedy. I sneaked away to a comedy workshop every Thursday for like 8 weeks. It was Viv G's comedy workshop, highly recommended. She still does it in Glasgow. Highly recommended. Go and do Viv's course. And I sneaked away every Thursday night, never told them where I was going. I could have said, I'd rather have told them, I'm going to I'm gay, or I'm going to a terrorist. I've joined the Al-Qaeda, although I don't think they existed when I started. There was some other terrorist group. I'm going to a devil worshipping group. But no, to tell my mum and dad that I was doing a something creative, I was scared. Because I'd get laughed at. Why is life so hard? I'd get laughed at and told I was rubbish then. I want to be a comedian. Father, mother, I want to be a comedian. Don't be so fucking stupid. Go and get a job in a building site or something. You're a fucking idiot. That's what it'd have been like. That's victim mode. I'm rubbish at relationship. I'm rubbish at relationships. I just want to be loved. But I was never given any guidance. Where am I going here? My dad, when I was younger, I remember this. This is why I can't do relationships. I was about 8 or 9, and I get curious. Remember page 3, I think it was the Sun or the Daily Record, at page 3, and I think it went with Linda Lusardi. I was looking at page 3 and I was curious. I was sort of going, I like this. And I asked my dad, I went, what are these things? What are these? I was curious about sexuality. What are these things? These? Why does she get her top off? And why is her chest funny? Why is her lumpy bits? And my dad couldn't cope. So what he did was he went, oh, she's evil, son. She's evil. She's evil. She's bad. She's the devil. And he ripped her out of the paper. He ripped her out of the paper, put her in the coal fire. He said, that's her going to the bad fire, son. That's her, she's going to the bad fire. Never look at boobs ever again. And that's probably why I've been shy to relationships growing up. So that's a victim mode, I think. I don't know. So I've lost the plot. I'm now at the customer's house for the KFC, so I'm just going to finish this off, and I'll do the next podcast. I cheat to call this a podcast, isn't it? Anyway, that was